It's extraordinary to hear this tape, and there was such an outpouring of people just saying how amazing you are, and I mean, I just think you're incredibly heroic, and that's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but I mean, you really are a hero. You save people's lives. How did you remain so calm throughout this?
I was actually praying on the inside. Mm-hmm. I was terrified, but I just started praying, knowing that if I got as hysterical as I was on the inside, on the outside, that he would wind up panicking.
I want to play some of the 911 recordings and get your thoughts on them. This is this first excerpt that we're going to play is when the gunman basically has first entered the room. Let's listen.
Okay.
I'm in the front office. Ooh, he just went outside and started shooting.
Okay.
Ooh, can I run?
Can you get somewhere safe?
Yeah, I got to go. No, he's going to see me running and call me back. Oh. Hold on.
Put the phone down.
Bye. Okay, she said that she's getting a policeman to tell him to back off for you, okay? Stop all movement now on the ground.
What's it like to hear that?
Realizing how terrified I was, and that was not his actual first entrance in the building. He had been in the building for a minute by the time that actual incident happened. He had already shot before that. He actually shot the first time in the office with me.
And that first time when he shot, I mean, did you think this could be it?
Well, what he did is he actually took the shot to allow me and the other person that was in there to know that this was not a game and that he was not playing and that he was for serious. So then I knew then that it was not for real. You know, I knew then it was for real and that I could lose my life. So
how did he appear to you? I mean, did he seem, I mean, when you first saw him, I mean, he's got this AK-47. How did he seem? What was the look in his eyes?
Like he didn't care. And he made it clear to me multiple times that he didn't care. He knew that he was going to die that day. And he came in purposely knowing that he was going to die and take lives with him. Mm. So he let me know that from the minute that he entered the building.
And when somebody says that to you, who's heavily armed, later we now know he had almost 500 rounds of ammunition with him, what did you think?
Well, when he said that, I actually was like, okay. And so I just kind of started really getting afraid when he actually shot the gun. Because at first I was like, okay, maybe he's just playing. But when he shot the gun and then pointed the gun up to us, you know, up towards the, you know, to allow us to know and made gestures with the gun, then I knew he wasn't playing. So at that point in time, I just started praying on the inside.
Were you afraid that he was going to go into some of the classrooms, go after the kids?
Well, he actually did go to the door. He went to the door leading up to when the first person actually left out, that he told him to go and let everybody know that this was not a drill, that this was for real. When that person went out, other people went out with her because he didn't know that other people was in the, it was another room around the corner, and he didn't know people was there. Mm-hmm. So he started seeing all this movement, and he actually went to that door with the gun drawn to start shooting. And the media person was there, and he looked him dead in his face and started drawing his gun up. Mm. And so I started talking to him and saying, come back in, you know, just stay in here with me. Don't go anywhere. Stay in here. You know, it's going to be okay. You know, don't worry about anybody out there. You told her to go and do that, so she's doing what you told her to do. So I just started talking to him and all that. But he was irrational at that time because he was agitated of everything that was going on.